Filmmaker Rob Koons first saw Night of the Living Dead at a midnight showing in New York in the early 80s. He was a film student at the time, and the movie had a powerful impact on him. Koons dubs the film, made in the late 60s, the unlikely little movie that could. After reading a book called The Zombies That Ate Pittsburgh, where the author talked about how the film was made, Koons says he fell in love with the cast and the crew. The project began with Koons interviewing George Romero in late 2006, which was no easy task.
That took about a year and a half. It was through a friend of a friend of mine, Chiz Schultz, who I interview also for the film. He had worked with some of the crew members who had worked with George, and so he connected me with them, and then I got to know them a little bit, and they contacted George and said, "This is a good guy. You should grant him an interview." And so he did.
Koons said editing the film was also tricky because the identity of the movie changed over time. He says it went from being a story about the making of a small independent movie to being about a film with a broad social and political impact. Koons says Night of the Living Dead has strong metaphorical power, and that's one reason it still resonates with audiences today.
With the kind of polarity, you know, we're experiencing in our politics, how the world just seems to be, you know, split in two. And I think the film works really strongly on that metaphorical value. In terms of the scares, you know, it's just a scary movie. It's really genuinely shocking. And that's kind of a hard thing to explain why, but it still really does have that kind of primal power.
Koons says Night of the Living Dead was done with a run-and-gun style of filmmaking, which gives it a sense of authenticity that captivates the audience. He says his main goal in making Year of the Living Dead was to give audiences the context of the time so that they would get the same feeling watching Night of the Living Dead as audiences in 1968 did.
They were literally shooting Night of the Living Dead while there were these race rebellions happening, which were terrifying in Detroit and Newark and really all across the United States. And of course, the Vietnam was happening, and that was the first televised war. So people were seeing these terrifying, horrifying images on TV that really gave the sense that, you know, well, maybe the government isn't really taking the best care of us as they should.
Koons says the film is really about the whole counterculture movement. Year of the Living Dead screens on Saturday, March 9th at 12:15 p.m. All movies in the Omaha Film Festival will be shown at the Regal Stadium 16. For a complete schedule, the website is omahafilmfestival.org. I'm Cheryl Lee with Omaha Public Radio News.